Tasmania Talks with Mike O'Loughlin, weekday mornings from 9.
There's a new survey out, and I often go and have a look at these surveys. Very interesting. This time it's optometrists. They're concerned for a stack of local Launceston women that are potentially not looking after their eye health and could be dismissing minor problems or irritations that could result in rather more sinister health diagnosis if left untreated. Interesting new research. So I wanted to speak more about that with an optometrist, Michelle Pham. Michelle, good morning.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Absolute pleasure. This new research is quite interesting. You often don't get that. People tend to just, oh, look, it's the eye. It'll get better. Don't worry about it. What could be the result of not getting an eye check?
Well, a lot of eye conditions are actually silent as far as symptoms in the beginning, because we have two eyes for a reason. One kind of backs the other one up. So, you know, by the time both are affected, then usually that condition is too late. And so a lot of people present by the time they get to me is that, you know, there are a lot of avoidable causes of, you know, either reduction of their vision or blindness altogether because they've simply just not had routine testing.
It's quite dreadful when you look at the stats. I mean, 20% of women over the age of 18 can't even recall the last time they had their eyes checked.
That's right, that's right. I mean, I'm looking at some of these statistics myself, and, you know, obviously in our store we just have recall letters and whatnot, and we just assume that they would, you know, be following them. But, you know, it is fascinating because, you know, women usually put themselves last and they look after their children first and all these sorts of things. So in some ways it's also not surprising.
Well, how often should people be getting their eye checks? We're talking men and women here, or all people as such.
That's right. So the recommended recall for all Australians is once every 2 years, whether they feel like there is an eye condition or not. Obviously, if you feel like there is something bothering you about your eye health or your vision, then obviously you would come in at any time. For children, though, children sort of grow more quickly and change more quickly. So the routine recall for them is about a year. And then obviously if you have any other sort of underlying conditions, your optometrist will sort of, you know, change that to tailor to your needs.
It's interesting, isn't it? I was reading in the research, and it's a good point. Even if you're focused on healthy living, have a good diet and exercise regularly, how often do we hear that? It doesn't necessarily prevent you from irreversible eye conditions. It is one of those things we don't look at that much. If people have an issue, I mean, like they say, they just say, oh, look, it should go away, but it's rather, more than 4 in 5 women, 83% admit that they've actually cancelled or postponed a medical appointment due to conflicting priorities. 83%.
Mm-mm. And I'm going to be honest, I'm one of those people because life gets hectic. But yes, a lot of eye conditions. So, for example, glaucoma, that's silent, and you know it has nothing to do with, you know, what you eat and how you exercise. Sometimes it's just a bit of, you know, genes and bad luck. You know, sometimes it can be due to some medication that you take and you know other conditions. So, you know, for example, if you've had say a lung transplant and you've had, you know, you're on a lot of steroidal medication, then that can predispose you to glaucoma. Macular degeneration is another big one in Australia, and that one, you know, can also be genetic, but also to do with smoking and being out in the sun a lot. But again, in the early stages, a lot of people don't notice anything at all. And then diabetes is another one where a lot of Australians have diabetes and it affects the eyes as well. And again, I pick up a lot of retinopathy or bleeds at the back of the eyes from diabetes simply just by people coming in for their routine eye test to update their glasses.
Yeah, that's amazing, isn't it? It's one of those things that, yeah, we do put off. Gosh, I'm just as guilty. And then I read that Jen said twice as likely as baby boomers to say they did not visit an optometrist or a health professional for their eye issue and just waited for the issue to go away by itself. But they most often don't, do they?
Sometimes they do. And then obviously the ones that don't are the ones that are more disastrous. You know, I have a lot of stories to tell, obviously, but I think the general message, whether it's men or women or, you know, different age brackets and whatnot, just, you know, just make your health a priority.
Give me an example, just if you will, of something that people think is nothing to worry about, but can become quite serious if they don't get it looked at.
Okay, well, I had a lady come in about 3 weeks ago, and she noticed that one of her eyes was a bit blurry, and she only noticed it by covering up her other eye. And how often do we walk around covering up one eye to check these things? But she did notice that one of her eyes was just a bit blurry, and so she came in just for routine testing, thinking that it was probably not a big deal. And it turned out to be a retinal detachment, and because she'd left it 3 weeks, just a little bit of background, the retina is like the film of our camera, so if this film is torn, we don't see. And again, her symptoms were very vague, and if you put her on a letter chart, she could see quite well, and that's because where the retina's torn is not in the direct line of sight. But it was an emergency. I had to sort of send her to the hospital, and she had surgery the next day for it. And that was the only way she saved her sight, by acting on a whim.
Isn't that amazing? It ended up being a good news story, but she just sort of thought, oh, it's a bit blurry one side. Oh, that's odd. I'll go and get that looked at. That's why it is so important, isn't it? Something we just don't do. I'm just as guilty as the next person, good heavens. And I have to wear glasses to read, for heaven's sakes. And I forget sometimes they're going to get it checked. I think the most the main way people are reminded, as you said at the start, is by getting a letter from your optometrist or something. Usually that's the, oh, yeah, better go. Better get a checkup.
So, again, you wouldn't be on a recall system if you've never been to an optometrist in the first place. So, young mums and things like that, get into a good habit of having your children's eyes tested early so that they can be on some kind of recall system. And then, for men and for older folks and things like that, again, you guys kind of like to leave things until they really don't go away until you come in. But in a similar way, these things, by the time we catch it sort of at a later point, there's not a lot we can do for it.
Yeah, good point. I know that there was a release, I think it's from a Specsavers mob, said Launceston women told not to skip their next eye check for fear of living with treatable conditions. That's the main thing we're trying to get the message across, to make sure you get your eyes checked. Good call. And Michelle, thank you for helping us out with that, because it's one of those things that just sneaks up on you, doesn't it?
It does. And, in Australia we have a very good health system where we have free eye testing if you have a Medicare card. So really there's no reason why we should be putting these things off. And, out of fear of having a preventable condition, I think, yes, of course there's always a fear that something's wrong, but it's always better to know so that you can arm yourself with all the facts to look after yourself.
Oh, absolutely. Michelle Pham, optometrist, thank you for your time this morning. I really appreciate it.
All good, all good. Thanks for having me again.
Absolute pleasure, Michelle Pham. And there you go. So, get your eyes checked. Just when I saw those stats, I thought, that's amazing. They counted apparently 1,195 in their survey of local Launceston women that are potentially not looking after their eye health. Tasmania Talks.
Tasmania Talks with Mike O'Loughlin, weekday mornings from 9.